Hey there, Mick. Two wins from three openings. I mean, after the opening day, by God, you'd have taken it.
Yeah, look, and even at half time there, I don't think we played our best hurling, but they worked very hard. It was a tough game, like, you know, the second half, kind of against the wind, you'd kind of work the lines a bit more, but it was a hard battle, in fairness to St. Joseph's, credit where credit is due. You know, they put it up to us, particularly in the first half. But I think our experience showed there in the last 15 minutes, you know, I thought our lads kept the ball within, you know.
Very impressive against the wind, 1-11 you got.
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose they played our best hurling through the lines, and always have done down through the years, you know. We were trying to hit Tony in the first half there on one leg, still scored 2-2, I think, 3. But yeah, that's the way it was. He was touch and go probably before the start. So, you know, we didn't overreach, but luckily enough, we started him.
Look, the way the results have gone, you're going to have a battle royale now with Scariff.
Yeah, I saw their game last night. They were impressive, like, in fairness. They were young. You can see the Donald Maloney stamp on them all over the field, really. But look, that's another day. We've one job done today anyway. So.
And you're delighted with the performance.
We're happy with the performance, just particularly the second half performance. They really dug in. I mean, 4 points was nothing at half time, you know, so you kind of had to go for it, and they knew they had to go for it. And I think they held the ball well. They were very composed on the ball. And that's
the way the players stood up as well.
Oh, they did, yeah. You know, they did. Flanagan had a great game there. Peter Casey there on the end, you know. They were very good. But that's their game. They love having the ball and running off the shoulder. And that's what kind of stood to us there in the second half. They were very comfortable in that. And that was a difference in the end, you know.
Well, Queen, never easy to talk after a defeat like that, I suppose. Is the manner of it, rather than the actual defeat, what you'd be most disappointed by?
Yeah, Derek, we came to win, obviously. We thought we were ready, but we were blown open. We were blown open for 4 very, very good goals. We played a very, very good, young, lively Scariff team, and fair play to them. I had no answer to them on the day. Looking at them, they were on the breaks. You can't, like, you look at the reflection on the score, like, 4 goals. We pulled it back a little bit, but 4 goals, that's what wins games. Mm-hmm. Now, we have no goal. We huffed and puffed, we took a few shots, keeper made saves, but that was the difference between the two teams. They broke down the field. When we were coming back, pulling the game back for 2 or 3 points, they buried the ball in the back of our net. Some of it were mistakes by ourselves. One was a penalty. You know, put all that, but at the end of the day, the better team won.
Either side of half-time, you seem to have got to grips with it. Mm-hmm. I'd say you probably wanted the first half to go on a little bit longer, almost got back level in that second period. But was that crucial, never actually restoring that parity?
I think you're 100% right there, but the difference was too much with the goals. And then we ended up playing 2 men back to cover the threat that they had. Like, we ended up with 2 extra defenders. Like, you know, and that's not the way to play Ireland. What we ended up playing 2 defenders back to protect another goal coming. And at that, then you were weakening the numbers up front, obviously. So you could only pick off points. But it was the opposite. We actually needed goals. So man for man, I just think on the day, Scariff were better. And their players were more hungry. And the bottom line is, that's why they 4 points.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Aina Kildemona, we have 0. And that's what we have to reflect on. But we have 2 games left to put a bit of respectability on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they're going to be 2 fairly brutal games, aren't they?
Unfortunately, you have Kilmaley, local rivals, and Kilmaley have 4 points, and then we go to play Josephs in the last game, and at the moment, Josephs have no points either, so you're talking about 2 tough battles ahead of us. But sure, that's the joy of the hurling.
Donal Madden, we've often seen managers doing 1 fist bump at half-time. You gave it about 3 or 4 there for a finish. It shows what it meant.
Yeah, look, we're trying really, really hard, and we've had many, many bad days over the last some years in our club, and lots of things questioned about us. But look, we love our hurling, and we won. And sure, look, you've got to go celebrate it, you know. And but I'd be forcing to go over and shake hands at the bridge. Look, they're not going to win the championship; they'll be back, and we're out again in 2 weeks' time now against Croisina. Sure, if we lose that, sure, today don't mean nothing. It's as simple as that, you know. That's the Clare Championship. It's brilliant, but it's tough.
Yeah, yeah. And like, work rate's so important, but you set the tone from the word go.
Yeah, they're good guys, you know, and we've a lot of work done, and those guys, you know, the culture in our club is changing, and I'm very proud of them now, to be honest with you. Yeah,
like, you got a great bounce from the bench as well, the guys you brought in from the start. Like, special word for Dermot Stritch, a young guy, we know the talent, but what leadership he showed today.
He's a good young fella, you know, and he's got a great attitude, and he's going to be something else. He's going to have a long career ahead of him, and we won't build him up for a fall either. Look at, he played well today, and the next day, he's a young fella. It mightn't go to him. I've played long enough too, and you have good days and bad days, but what I love about him is he just wants to learn, you know, and he's a gem, like, he really is, like.
Consistency in this Clare Championship, two wins back to back, that's not easily done, so you'll take a lot from it.
We will, but sure, you know, well, Croisina were sitting in the long grass and they're only waiting to have hop off us, and I saw them in the Mills, they were mighty impressive, and they're a serious side, so if we lose to them, we're in trouble, you know.
Another young fella, John Conlon, superb game, isn't he?
Yeah, look at, he's only 20 and... well, look at John, is John. Look at, he's a one in a million, and it's just what he brings to our club, and John Conlon is a phenomenal, and look at, I'd put him up there, some of the greatest players ever to play for Clare. Look at, in terms of attitude, he's at that since he's 17, 18 years of age, just going out and giving it absolutely everything for his club. And he's a fantastic role model for every young fella. And the same as the Tony Kellys and the Cahill Malones and these guys. And you couldn't praise him enough. You know, I mean that. He's a fantastic young fella, you know. And look at, I especially mentioned Cullum Galvin, with injuries and all that. And to see him coming off the field there, he'd given absolutely everything. And I'm just so delighted that he's seeing him back in hurling field again. You know, and he's a great guy.
Tommy, a difficult loss, I suppose. Battling in the end, you were up against it in terms of numbers on the field and all the rest of it. A 3-point defeat, how do you read that?
Yeah, listen, first half was very disappointing. I thought we gave away a soft enough goal, if not two. So our backs were to the wall in the second half. We asked for a response and we got it. I thought our second half performance was quite good. The sending off obviously was against us as well, but the lads dug deep and we got it back to 2 points, I think, at one stage. We just couldn't get that goal, and in fairness, fair play to Newmarket. They battled hard all day. They established good lead in the first half, and we just couldn't get to parity. And it's just another round. We move on for the next step.
I was just going to say that. Is it almost encouraging and frustrating in equal measures?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, like, when you win a game, you have to look back as much as when you lose a game. And we look at today, we'll take the negatives and the positives out of it, no more than we would if we won a game, you know. So, first half, a lot of stuff just didn't go our way. I think we probably could have had a goal, you know, a couple of missed frees, that kind of thing. Second half, a couple of missed frees as well. And if we had kept the scoreboard ticking over there, you'd never know. It might have been a little bit closer coming down the line. We might have grabbed a draw out of it. Whether we would have deserved it or not, I'm not really sure. And the market really played well today. And they're a good team. They've a very balanced team. I said it, I think, before, that they have a nice blend of youth and experience and a nice bit of pace around the place. Mm. So they gave us plenty of trouble, and they're going to give plenty of teams trouble going forward.
Yeah. You're thereabouts, have to go to that last round now with still that quarter final in the mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, it's championship hurling now. It's knockout. So if we don't win the next day, we're out, and we know it. So, looking forward to this. Cratlow had a bad day out the last day. They certainly aren't that bad. They've marquee players all over the field. So we certainly won't be taking it for granted. We'll have a look at them now against Wolf Tones. We'll go back to the drawing board this week and try and rectify the mistakes. We'll be without Peter the next day as well, which won't help. So you're talking about our two marquee players gone now with Ryan and Peter. But listen, hopefully we can... looking forward to it, and hopefully we can do ourselves justice anyway.
Tomás Ryan, second game, second win on the board. I suppose you could have asked for little else.
Oh yeah, listen, it was a great result. It was a bit... chaotic there at times, and I suppose we could have played better, but in saying that, I suppose we never gave up. And you know, I think the lead that we had in the first half and the sending off, I suppose, did change it as well, you know. So we're just happy. Listen, we're great to get a result.
And you probably had to put the head down while they were down to 14, which is, it's amazing the way that can often work. That seemed to be their purple patch, but great score from Peter to tie it up.
Yeah, I think so. And it's happened us a few times when we go down to, when we get a man up, we don't respond really well. So it's something to look at, but I suppose you don't overly plan for another player getting sent off. But we didn't do well after that, I think. We didn't control the game at all when we should have. But up to that, I think, especially in that first half, we could have, we really dominated. Left a minute, we probably gave away a silly freeze, but I think that we were causing trouble up top. And then even the start of the second half, we were tit for tat. So, you know, you couldn't ask for it with that stiff breeze. I think we knew that if we could just draw a level, we'd see it out, you know.
Yeah. Second game in a row now where goals have been the big scores. So you've always got a chance when you're creating those green flags, don't you?
Yeah, listen, we've got some really good forwards and really direct runners, and that helps. And they're great lads to take the ball on. And, you know, listen, they do. We probably pull off a couple of saves on the other side as well, similar to the Cratlow game. And it's just, that's probably the difference in the end, you know.
Mark, I suppose, look, there's no other way of describing this than a very, very good evening out in Cusick Park.
100%, yeah, you'd have to be so pleased with that and so proud. We look at it again during the week and we'll come up with stuff that we'll be able to hit them with, but for 15-16 minutes in the first half, and for 24 or 5 in the second half, it was pretty complete. It was. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you'd have your work cut out to find something to hit him with, because from minute one, like, the attitude and everything, take away the scoreline, the attitude was so spot on.
Oh, it was. I knew when we were in the dressing room before the match, there was a relaxation and, you know, a bit of banter and that, but when we told them sit down and, look, today was only about getting them out there, whereas all the work has been done before that, but they were so focused. In all my years involved in the lead up to this and the work that was put into behind the scenes, I felt that they knew what it was coming to a stage where you could see that they knew what it was going to take, and I think they fairly produced it.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of that maybe seeds were sown in that second half against St. Joseph's, maybe that the penny dropped that day, and today you saw the fruits of it.
Yeah. Again, that day you'd say at halftime, Joseph's were after coming back into it. We had to front up, and we did. And yeah, you're right. We probably carried that on, and we did. We actually did carry it on into today. And you know, we're, as I said at the beginning, they're very pleased and very proud.
And from minute one, set the tone. So many of your scores came from a corner forward putting pressure on a corner back, which is an oxymoron. It's usually the other way around. Like
that's like you often hear coaches and managers and. Implementing that, and that we have worked so hard on that the pressure with the man on the ball, no matter where he is coming out from the opposing defence or when we're working the ball out from ours, same rules.
Our Patrick Burke's men's man of the match was Patrick Ryan. I suppose there's a correlation there in the names, but what a performance. 3-3 is something of an iconic scoreline in Clare hurling. He replicated Shane O'Donnell's Croke Park heroics. Some performance.
Absolutely, he's some character. When he gets in here, he seems to be a different man. We unleashed him in the intermediate final as a first year at Adult Hurling, and he had an outstanding day that day. And today he came good again. Yeah, he was having the last day again. You could see glimpses of form coming back, but he really showed today that he was back on song. Yeah.
Just finally, does this take a bit of pressure off? 4 points on the board. Can you stop looking over your shoulder and maybe look the other way now?
Look, to be honest, we want to make progress. We want to acquit ourselves against the bigger teams, the teams that are in the business end of the championship year in, year out. That's where we want to go. Now, we still have a lot of work to do and we won't get carried away. And all we'll do is we'll put the heads down, we'll enjoy tonight and we'll work hard again, because we have the county champions coming next, and you can't either look back or forward for that. You just take that on head on again in 2 weeks. So, and again, we look forward to that as well. So, look, very pleased, very proud.
Sean Steck, I know it's no consolation to you to tell you what a battle that was to watch. I know you're disappointed to come out on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, we are, very much so. I suppose, we were happy enough at half time, 4 points down, and having the elements behind us in the second half, and didn't bring it back to one. And I suppose the disappointing thing was when you bring it back to 1:10 into the half and not to kick on, that was the disappointing part of it, possibly. So they looked a fitter team, they looked a faster team, Clonlara, than us in the last 10, and they out-hurled us. So it is a worry. So it's down to championship hurling now, isn't it? Yeah. Knockout stuff, either win from here on in, and we have O'Callaghan Mills coming up the line. So we're hoping we get a different perspective the next day. Yeah. So we'll lift our heads and we'll get on with it.
Yeah, that's an important message, I guess, that it's still within your own hands.
Yeah, it is, which is good. And usually, you know, being in knockout situations, teams play with maybe a fear of losing, because the price is great. There's always a little inkling in the back of your mind. There's another avenue in, another back door. But that's not saying we went that way today. We did not. We came up to win this and get into a quarter final of a championship, and Clonlara gave us a bit of a lesson there in the last 20.
Still a lot of positives to take. When the ball went to your inside line in the first half, more often than not it stuck. Great goal taken, but I suppose the fact that you didn't create many more chances after that might be something to work on.
Yeah, possibly you should go long more, and then the day you try that, you know, you're reverting now, we'll have to work it through the lines, you know what I mean? But maybe we went long in the second half and it didn't work. Long in the first half, the six balls, we went long in the first half, the stats will tell you that we won five of them. But we went long in the second half, the stats will tell you we won one out of 12 or something like that. Mad like. So you have to take a game as it happens in front of you, and they just had a bit more bite when you see young Stritch there going on a 50-yard run, because he knew he had the legs in his opponent. And John Condon giving a marvellous display again, and Ian Galvin coming out in the middle of the field winning some dirty ball. You know what I mean? They're all vital ingredients. and they seem to have a good atmosphere in the camp in Clonmel, so best of luck to them. We might get back again to have a say in this.